Sports Beat Extra.
Beat 102 103.
Last week on Sports Beat Extra, I was delighted to be joined by Waterford MMA fighter Sullivan King Simon ahead of his Cage Warriors title fight in London this month and how he is just a couple of wins away from reaching the UFC. Thanks very much for joining me, Sullivan. It's safe to say your successes have been endless. You are fighting for a first world title next month as a professional fighter, and you're undefeated as a professional. You were a Four Nations featherweight champion in 2022 as an amateur. You represented Ireland numerous times, winning a European bronze medal at the International MMA Federation. I suppose, how can you summarise that type of victory and that type of achievement?
Yeah, it's been good. When I started, that this wasn't what I was expecting to get to, but we just kept going and now we're here. So the amateur career was quite good, lots of experience there, and then that led me to where I am now in the pro scene. So very happy. Not much to say about it, just it's been done now.
Absolutely. And I suppose you started training at Team Rhino Waterford in 2019 and then continued at DCU MMA while studying. I suppose you've tried to balance a lot of things, juggling college training and building your fighting career. How is that going?
It's good. I think back, went to college in DCU, that's where I went to DCU MMA. But when I was back, came back to Waterford, I've been in Waterford now a good while since after college. So most of my MMA training has been down here. It's tough, obviously. I have a little kid now, and working, getting to work, coming back, trying to fit into training and all that. It is tough, but same with most things. If you want something bad enough, you can make it happen. So I just schedule my time, and my fiance Kelly helps a good bit. So I'm grateful to her for that.
I suppose that's the kind of joy of being in a sport like that, trying to find the balance of your work-life balance, enjoying the sport and also spending quality time with your family. You mentioned your brother was a primary source of pushing you to start training, and I suppose how important has he been, but also you mentioned you have a young child, you have a fiancé. How have they been in supporting you throughout this whole journey?
They've been amazing. My brother started before me, and like I said before, he would just come home and try practice moves on me, turn me into a dummy. But eventually I went back, I just threw it there, went to the gym, started. Unfortunately for him, he got injured a while, we put him out for a while, but he's been back now for a couple of years now, and even since he's been back, he's been doing craziness in the sports. Now he's a big training partner of mine whenever I'm down here. If you watch me on Instagram, you'll see a lot of videos with me and him just beating each other up, would be a light way of saying it. But it's been good. Family as well is a big part of the support system, and if you don't have that support system, this sport is very difficult because it's challenging mentally as it is. And when you come back home and you have someone there to sort of talk things out to, or decompress per se, so it's been good, and I'm grateful to have that many people around me.
And I said, you're balancing the full-time job, your young family, your professional fighting. I suppose, how are you kind of managing it all? And what is kind of keeping you grounded through the chaos, knowing that you have a first world title ahead of you next month?
It's not easy. Balance is a myth, I'll say. But I'm just focusing on the next step, one step at a time. I've been doing this for a while. I have a rhythm of what I'm doing. I just know I just have to get the work done. When I get to the gym, the focus is on training. My coach, Bobby, he just pushes me there. Look, this is what we have to get done today. I know I'm putting in the work. So once it comes out on the day, stay present and I let my body do the work it's going to do.
And I suppose then, you're the first Waterford man to reach a Cage Warriors world title. What does that achievement mean to you?
Funny, I'm genuinely not thinking about it. Because in my head, it's just another part of the journey. But it's a great achievement. There's been many great champions with that title. Famous one we know would be Conor himself. And then, over time, the history of that Cage Warriors title is massive. And, being one of the names to hold that title is going to mean a lot. So, and then bringing that back home to Waterford as well, that's going to be a massive blessing, massive privilege for myself.
And I suppose then all of your pro titles then have come by a knockout or submission. Having that power and dominance in your fight must feel so good for you going out into the cage and fighting. And I suppose, how does that affect your confidence going into future matchups and fights like that?
Yeah, confidence is a thing that comes with just evidence. I've had this. I'm undefeated as a pro, 6 fights, 6 finishes, and that didn't just happen because I woke up, I'm unbelievable. That took years of graft. That took years in the amateur scene of taking losses and coming back and just building that mental fortitude. And eventually, I learned to just give myself enough proof. I've done that in the amateur scene, and when I came to the pro scene, I had a bit more time having 5 minutes to work my way through. But like, every win like just gives me that bit more proof to myself that look, what I say I am, I'm doing that now, and I am who I say I am. So like November 15th, I'm just going to go out there and do the exact same thing, just prove to myself that I am who I say I am.
In the build up to all your fights, you're in a fight camp and I suppose you're training every week. What does that look like? I know you kind of do online cooking videos every so often and, you know, on clean eating. And I suppose, is that the routine that you kind of like to sort of maintain to know like, right, I'm going to stick to this. I have my video later on, so I'm going to be sticking to my clean eating. How does that work for you?
Yeah, like the, because we know the social media game is a big part of it nowadays.
Absolutely.
As well. Like the cooking makes it like batch cook on the outside of the week, so like just record that day and then it's easy to just get that out. But like doing different content as well, so follow me on Instagram, SawKingSimon, if you want to see a bit more there. But like the balance of it is at the start of the week, I need to get that right the weekend. Like once we make a plan with the week with my fiance, and then we just go out at it. Most of the days, Mondays I'm in Dublin and work, and then I go to training. Tuesdays I either have conditioning or I'm coming down here to Waterford. Like, so I'm all over the place, but I just have a schedule for the week and I just try to stick to that as best as possible. Sometimes things happen and we have to like adjust, but go with the flow and it's going to work out.
And I suppose then reflecting on that then, like you've come a long way from your amateur days. And I suppose looking back, what's been the toughest fight or moment in your career and what did you learn from it? And I suppose what was the pivotal moment when you went, I'm good at this, I can progress in this career?
I'll go to the first question there we said about the toughest moment. I think just during COVID, like we're out for about 2 years at this point, and like I was still training away, but like there was no fights coming up, and like I believe like the experience is the best teacher, so I like getting in there, and that's why I got as much fights as I could back in the amateur side of things. But after COVID, there was a fight coming up, which against Darragh Kelly, like he was like probably the boogeyman at that time, like big guy, very good, and I was like, I just need a fight, like I need to get experience in there. Went in and like felt fairly good, like the fight itself, the first round I felt comfortable, felt good, he was doing his game. But then the second round, like got caught, eventually got submitted, and like that was a sort of like when I watched the fight back, like the sequence at which it did what it did, like it wasn't like a random I'm just gonna throw you on the ground and I'll do this, like he knew what he was doing, he knew what the next step is after I did one thing. That was a big trigger in my head to be like, if I'm going to go at a high level at this, I need to be thinking of this more than just, oh, look, I'm the big man here, I'm just going to come over and beat you up. It doesn't work like that. There's a lot of thinking involved in the game. And like that changed my perspective drastically. And like the way I approach this now, I'm a lot more methodical in what I do. Like I don't just go out there and try to just swing and hope for the best. Like I'm aiming at you. I know what I'm trying to do to you. And everything I do to you, there's a reason I'm doing that in there. And that fight changed my mindset with it, and like I've been like, it's been successful so far, but I'll say that was a big change for change in my career and like changing my approach to the game overall.
Tell us a bit about your upcoming fight, I suppose, where and when can fans watch it and how can people, I suppose, follow your journey?
Yeah, so like right now, like the fight is on the November 15th in the O2 Indigo, so like it will be title fight main event. So if you want to watch it, you could watch it on UFC Fight Pass. If you still want to fly out, you could fly out, but like watch it on UFC Fight Pass. And also following it, I'll be putting videos out leading up to this, so like follow me on all platforms, Solomon King Simon. I'll keep updated through that.
Perfect. Solomon King Simon, a man to watch, a fighter to watch. Thanks very much for coming into me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much.